Spirit Radio Podcasts.
You're listening to the positive sound of Spirit Radio. It is Saturday Magazine with Jackie. We can all be prone to worry at times and anxiety, but for some people, it becomes overwhelming for them. So I'm delighted to welcome to the show Peter Mahoney. It's great to have him on because he's been here before and he's always got some great advice. So let's see what we've got for anxiety and that anxiousness that people can sometimes feel. Hi, Peter. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie. Great to be with you again.
I'm so glad you're here because, you know, I'm sure you've heard it in the news too that, you know, prescriptions for antidepressants are just like going through the roof. And there's been more pills prescribed in the last couple of years than ever before. And it would be so nice if we could, you know, maybe discuss unpacking how people can deal with anxiety, maybe before it gets to that stage where they have to go to the doctor and ask for something. Maybe we could find a way to calm ourselves in a more natural way. Is that possible?
It is possible, Jackie, absolutely. Sometimes it takes a bit of work and a bit of discipline and kind of a little bit of rewiring in the brain. Can I just say from my own professional point of view, I'm not 100% against medication. I do believe they're handed out maybe too quickly or too easily as maybe a first resort, maybe then a last resort. I would have many clients who would be on even low doses of medication, and I'm okay for that if it just helps settle, calm, so that we can then do the work on building their resilience, building their confidence, building kind of a new rewiring in the brain, and then come off them. So there's a positive, but I absolutely agree. It is a worrying stuff that they are getting more and more available and more people are on them.
Yeah.
A couple of quick facts about anxiety, worry, stress. You know, they all come under the same umbrella. They're all part of the same family. Like in a day, we can have anywhere between 12 to 80,000 thoughts.
Wow. That's a lot.
It is a lot. And 80% of them can be negative and on the negative side. And the interesting thing is that the next day we repeat about 90% of those same worries and thoughts again. So our mind is incredibly, incredibly powerful.
So we're in a loop.
Oh, very much so. Very much so. And when we actually are able to take a little bit of a helicopter view of either the situation of our lives, life is about, I would imagine, 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we relate to it, how we perceive it.
Now, how we think about it in our heads.
Exactly, and that's due to our personality, some of our character, our history, you know, how we've been dealt with before, how we've seen anxiety and worry modeled before. On a positive, worry, anxiety, stress, it is good. There's a good side to it because there is something in it that is trying to tell us something. So when I'm a bit anxious or a bit worried or a bit stressed, so I would have been anxious enough about, say, coming on this morning, for example. That's just the low level. That's good for
but
me.
But I'm
That's
very friendly.
It's not you, Jackie. It's not you, it's me. The classic line. It's not you, it's me. So it's just that, you know, it was good for me to be a little excited or anxious. So it keeps us safe.
Mm-hmm.
It's a warning sign, so it's good. When it goes into the realm of overthinking, disturbing our sleep, disturbing our life patterns.
That's when we
really should just seek some help, seek some advice, go and talk to somebody, go and look, am I overthinking this? Am I playing this out too much in my head? You know, what's going on? So that's the time to maybe step in and kind of have a chat with somebody. So
let's talk about that for a bit, because I know, like, I assume I'm not the only one in a vacuum experiencing this myself. I think, you know, like, particularly in the last couple of years, I find I wake up in the middle of the night and it, like you just said, my head starts going. And once my head starts racing, then I can't get back asleep. and then I lose my sleep. And then the next day is harder to get through the day because I'm tired. And I repeat that and repeat that and repeat that. And before long, you just feel worn down. I think that's what's happening to an awful lot of people out there. And they're seeking things to help them sleep or to help them reduce that anxiety. So what can we do, like, for, is there an exercise, a mental exercise or some self-talk that we can do to get to break that cycle?
Absolutely, there are. And I'm right there with you. Most of our anxiety we feel first thing in the morning. So even if you're a good sleeper, like one of these people who hit the pillow at night and you don't wake
up at
7 a.m. in the morning. I know, I'm so jealous. I'd love to get some of their DNA.
Yes.
Because I'm not like that. But we are most anxious in the morning. Our thoughts are most alive. We're thinking and stuff. So movement is good. Movement is very good. Not to jump out of bed too quickly, but when we move, even the act of getting out of bed, doing something, it's very, very important to us because it shifts the focus of the brain. If you think you're lying there and the wheel is going around and around and around, when you get up to do something, bathroom, downstairs, get a drink of water or whatever, your movement, so your brain has to be distracted. For me personally, Jackie, a bit like you, anywhere 2 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, I'd wake up and I'd just go, I'm awake. Me personally, I have no problem getting up for 20 minutes, half hour. I make a list of what I need to do the next day. I might read something just to go, okay, that's fine. And then I go back to bed and sleep. So I move on for movement. It'd be different for different people, but I'd be okay with getting up and making a list or doing something.
Sometimes that's better, isn't it? Because you just lay there for the next 2 or 3 hours going, I'm missing my sleep, I'm missing my sleep, I'm missing my sleep.
And the mountains, the molehill becomes the mountain.
Yeah.
For me personally, when it comes to, personally and professionally, when it comes to worry, anxiety, two tools we could give. One is the acronym, if I said that right, SAM, S-A-M, small, achievable, and measurable. Mm. Sometimes you can feel overwhelmed by what's ahead for the day or a major task that's coming up, or let's say there's a number of students in the middle of mocks at the moment, and then there's students who might be coming into the last semester, or parents who are, you know, carrying a lot just at the moment with readjustment of life, whatever it might be. Small, achievable, and measurable.
I like that.
Just set yourself either in a day or in the week. So over the weekend with yourself, with your spouse, your partner, your family, what are the small changes you can make to your daily routine that are achievable, going, yes, I can do that. So rather than, I'm going to start running 4 kilometers a day, or I'm going to walk an hour a day, I can walk 10 minutes a day.
Yeah.
So what's the small action that you can do? Or I'm going to journal for 10 minutes. I'm going to, pray or meditate for a little bit longer, so that it's small, it's achievable. Because when we achieve it, that's a very powerful message sent to our brain, going, "Hey, you got that.
I did it. I was successful again. Yeah,
it's measurable. That at the end of a week, 2 weeks, or a month, you go, do you know what? Actually, I feel calmer. I'm feeling the situation is still there, but I'm a bit calmer towards it because I'm making a kind of small, achievable, and measurable step.
I like it.
That's just the SAM is one. One other that is very, very common within the therapeutic world is, again, it's STOP. S-T-O-P-T. And there's actually many worksheets on this that are very helpful, where you're in the middle of a situation, you're feeling overwhelmed, or like that you're approaching something that's quite big or overwhelming. Literally stop. So the first thing you do is you stop and you just then take a breath. You just, 3 or 4 breaths in and out, and you just calm your nervous system down.
It's amazing what a breath will do, isn't it? It really does calm us.
Breathing, that regular in and out breathing in a calm way regulates our whole nervous system. It's incredibly powerful.
How we can
self-regulate rather than going to other things. Then we literally observe, okay, what is going on? What am I feeling? What am I thinking? What are the facts here? Why am I so worried? I'm worried about this presentation. I know I can do it, but it's my two bosses. I'm really worried. Okay, so you observe what's going on inside of you. And then the first P is perspective. So you try and go, okay, is there another way I can think about this? Can I go, okay, I've got this down. I'm going to do well in this exam, or this presentation will go well. Maybe not everybody might like it. Actually, the facts are all my other presentations have gone well, all my other exams are going well. So we get a bit of perspective. And then the final T is practice. We then just practice a new way of thinking. We said, okay, I'm not going to worry so much. And the beautiful thing about this, Jackie, is the acronym STOP, S-T-O-P-T. I love it, because how many times are we driving around in the day and we come to a stop sign?
Yeah.
Now, I hope we obey it. How many times do we come to the stop? So it's a great for visual. I'm all on for visual reminders.
Yeah.
So people drive around today or over the weekend, or if they're a bit worried and they're at a stop sign, go, stop, take a breath, observe, get a perspective on it, a real perspective, and then put into practice maybe a new way of thinking.
I like it.
So SAM and STOP, they're two good tools at the moment, just for being able to ease some of the anxiety or slow the mind down to get a different perspective on things.
Peter, thank you so much. Those are two great tips and just something that we can do to kind of calm ourselves and, you know, take a step back. It's all about stopping, isn't it? It really is. I love the one stop because it really is about taking that time, you know, take a breath.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you can do it. You can do it while you're lying in bed. You can do it on the journey to work. You can do it on your walk. You can do it in the middle of the exam or the presentation. Like and as we do it, we get honed in it and we get a bit sharper in it. So we literally can do it even when we're in the company of other people.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be, sorry, I need to leave the room for half an hour to stop. You can get to the point of doing it within 30 seconds.
Practice. Thanks for coming on this morning. Really appreciate your advice, Peter. And people can get in touch with you at buyyoursidetherapy.com. Have I got that right? Buyyoursidetherapy.com. Thank you so much for coming on this morning.
Jackie, have a great weekend. Thank you as always.
You too. You too. That's Peter Mahoney from By Your Side Therapy. Go to buyyoursidetherapy.com.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.